This station has not reached its goal yet, but decided that the news is too pressing to continue fundraising as planned. That's why you're hearing news without interruption. If you can, please donate. Here's how.
Go to WJFFradio.org. Make sure Radio Catskill has your constant support. Your contribution enables us to keep you connected. Whatever you can do, please do it now. Go to WJFFradio.org. Thanks.
Radio Catskill, I'm Jason Dole. We're keeping you connected. The holiday season will soon be upon us if it's not here already. And one thing that comes to mind for a lot of people is giving. Giving to those who are less fortunate. Giving to those who are in need. Every year, the Boys and Girls Club of Wallkill does just that. And here to tell us about the Giving Tree program is Shane Marone. Shane, how are you doing?
Great, Jason. How are you today?
Good, good. So what is the Giving Tree, and how did this get started?
So the Giving Tree has actually been a part of this organization for about 10 years. And pretty much every year, what started as something, it's a program very similar to Toys for Tots, which people are probably more familiar with, where basically we just help local families who are in need, and we get Christmas gifts for or holiday gifts for anyone who applies, pretty much up until Christmas. So every year the program's grown a little bit more, a little bit more. Last year we helped over 500 families. And one of the things that is a little bit different from Toys for Tots is that we are obviously keeping everything local. So pretty much anyone within earshot of the radio station is eligible to participate in the program. And we have businesses collecting gifts all over Sullivan and Northern Orange counties.
Okay, and what specifically are you collecting? I know sometimes there's restrictions or preferences. Like, what do you want people to be donating?
So really, to be honest with you, I write out the ornaments by hand. A lot of the stuff that we get, I couldn't even tell you what it is. But usually the toys, you know, that are in fashion or in, I don't know what the word I'm looking for is, but are the cool
current
thing around, right?
Yeah.
trending toys. And really, so at each location that we have pickups, which are all listed on our website, www.bgcorange.org, they all have individual ornaments for a specific child. So obviously we have families that ask for just clothing, depending on their situation. Some of the families just ask for clothing. Some of them ask for toys. But really, any and everything that you can imagine is needed, we would accept the donations. We just ask that they're new toys or clothing.
Right. So I guess I wasn't totally getting this, because this kind of is this is like a through the looking glass version of other toy donation programs. So if I want to donate something, I can find out exactly what a particular kid wants.
Correct.
And then get that.
We write out the ornaments by hand, our office. We actually finished delivering them to all the businesses and municipalities that are participating this week. So they're on site. So there's like a list of about 20 different businesses and locations on our website. But yeah, they all have individual ornaments for each child that's in need.
Okay, so if I go into a business that has one of these ornaments, which is basically what a child wants who is in need, and you know, and then I make note of one of them, and then I come back later and I say, hey, you know, this Jenny wants a doll. Here it is,
yep.
You know, or you know, Jenny wants a train or whatever it was that Jenny wanted. I say, here it is. What do they take that one down and put it with the toy or something?
Correct. Yep. They'll put the ornament on the toy. So it's sort of like a labeling system for us, because what ends up happening is we go and pick up these toys from the locations, and then we coordinate a pickup in different geographic locations around the area. So we have pickups in Liberty, Monticello, Fallsburg, and then one in our office in Circleville. And we set up a few days where parents can come to pick up the gifts. We put them in gift bags. We don't wrap anything. We just put everything in bags. So if the parents want to wrap, they can. If they want to leave them in the bags, they can. They're like holiday-themed gift bags. But, yeah, we try to make it as hands-off, and which kind of is good for this year based on how everything's going on, but hands-off for the parents as possible. And really, the donors come through big every year at all these businesses and locations. Like I said, we help over 500 people or 500 children every year, and it's based off entirely donations from the communities that we're serving.
This is phenomenal. And I just want to take a moment for this aside, because I use the internet here to update my generic toy suggestions that were like 80 years old with just a doll or a train. I'm seeing some hot toys for 2020 include the Baby Yoda plush doll,
yep.
LOL Surprise are some big doll and doll houses, Schwinn Karate Bike, Squeaky the Balloon Dog, an interactive robotic dog that does tricks, and a VTech Kitty Zoom Creator Cam. So these are some of the things that kids are looking for in 2020, although I'm sure trains and dolls still get out there.
Yeah, they're still
too.
In.
Yeah.
they're always in.
They're always in. All right. Well, this is really fabulous. Now, so you've done this in the past years. You say you help out on average about 500 families. As with everything right now, we got to ask about what's the pandemic doing for this? What's the pandemic like? And I think there's two ways this question goes. One is the pandemic creating greater need that you need to address? And then the other side is the pandemic impacting your ability to conduct the GivingTree program?
So a little bit of yes to both questions. We definitely have seen more applications in at an earlier time this year. So we do usually have people trickling in after the deadline to apply, which is technically already passed. But this is the largest number of applicants that we've had this early, which I know I'm sure some people aren't even thinking about Christmas yet since it was like 72 days ago. But we definitely have a large number of applicants. The only wrench that COVID has thrown into our plans is that obviously a lot of the schools are currently kind of preventing anyone from outside entities from being inside. And that's where we usually do a lot of our distribution for the families. We are in the process of finding different locations to use. And anyone who applies, we contact them in the weeks leading up to distribution so that they can set up some time or someone to pick up the presents for them. But, yeah, it hasn't actually been too bad because, like I kind of explained, we do sort of, it's almost like contracting out the gift collecting. So these businesses are doing all the collecting, and we just go and pick up. We're in and out in less than 15 minutes most of the time. So it really won't impact us too much.
Okay. And, so along those lines, is there anything that you need help from the community with, or that anybody listening right now could help you with beyond the donating of the toys? Like that example, if you're looking for distribution points, is there anything else like that you want to do the outreach for on the radio? You may not have something
like
that.
Well, I will say that the only other thing that we are going to miss out on this year is that there is a community leader named Josh Murphy who hosts a toy drive in our honor every year at the Villa Roma. Mm-hmm. And obviously with everything going on with COVID, we are not able to host any sort of in-person toy drive. So we are going to be probably in need of just, general, not necessarily specifics for a certain child, but he just hosts a toy drive where we just collect toys. They're not for anyone in particular, and it helps when we have these applicants who apply later on. Or for some unforeseen circumstances, they need help during the holiday season, and we use those general toys that we collect to sort of backfill any applicants who we didn't get to give their ornaments out. Without having that toy drive this year, there is a chance that we could potentially have to turn people away, which we've never done before. And there's always, as always, what we do from year to year. Sometimes people can't get out; they're not comfortable leaving their homes. We always accept monetary donations. And they're earmarked for presents. So we're not going to use them for anything except for buying gifts for the children who apply for our program.
Okay, so me talking to the listener now, you're hearing this just like I am. I wasn't aware of this program, the details of it, until today, doing this conversation with Shane here. Now we're learning about not only do they serve this many people in our region, but they're faced with possibly having to serve more people at the same time that this process is being impacted negatively by the pandemic, meaning there's a greater need for these toy and gift donations than ever. So that's something I'll just put in your mind there, listener. And I'll say to you, Shane, I'm at your website right now, bgcorange.org. That's bgcorange.org for Boys and Girls Club Orange. org. And there's a lot of, you can see the list of the host site locations. So things like multiple locations of the Jeff Bank. I'm seeing Crystal Run Healthcare in Middletown, Cooper Arias in Mongop Valley, Liberty Fitness Center in Liberty, Resorts World Catskills in Monticello. A lot of places in Middletown, Liberty, Otisville, Neversink even. So the full list is there. So if people are interested in this, somebody's interested to say, I want to help, this is what we do. We look at this list, pick a place that's near us, and then go see what ornaments are there with a kid's name and what they want.
Correct. Yeah, and a lot of places right now, too, are actually, I know at least one or two of the places on the list that we dropped off to this week are actually, if you call, they'll email you a picture of the ornament, so you don't even have to go in anymore. It would just be a matter of dropping this stuff off. I know a lot of the businesses are probably, obviously, like everyone else, are trying to keep contact to a minimum. So there might only be a limited amount of people who can come into the business. They might only be allowing employees in. But everyone who I've talked to is sort of modifying their process as well for this year's Giving Tree. And they're definitely willing to help anyone out remotely, as are we. As we get more applicants, if someone wanted to reach out to our office, we would be able to do the same thing, either take a picture, you know, scan, email, direct message something to someone on social media if they were looking to help.
Okay, and this process is underway now, and the donating process goes through December 4th, is that correct?
Correct. We try to pick everything up by December 4th, that first week in December, because we have to organize everything, bag it if it's not already in a, you know, in a gift bag, and then get ready to take it up to the individual locations for distribution the following week.
All right. Well, Shane, I'm going to tell people the website one more time. It's bgcorange.org. Of course, you're the Boys and Girls Club, Walk Hill, serving Sullivan and Orange counties. So it's right here in the listening area, bcgorange.org. And the list is there under the slider for the Giving Tree. I want to thank you so much for telling us about this Giving Tree project tonight.
No problem. Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
All right. And good luck.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
This is Radio Catskill. We are your community radio station. We're keeping you connected to the community. And again, everywhere we turn, you know, people, there are real needs in the community. There's always needs in the community. But right now, a lot of those needs have been sharpened and made more direct, more pressing, whether it's something as simple as, helping out a family make the holidays bright for their children, or something as simple and as deep as that, or something as big as trying to keep some of these community organizations going. You know, the Boys and Girls Club's a nonprofit. So many nonprofit organizations, non-governmental organizations, doing the work in the community to keep the community together, doing the work of providing a home and an outlet for arts and culture. So many of our allies in the community, everybody's needing some help. So if you take the time to donate to WJFF Radio at WJFFradio.org, it helps us get the word out about all of these other needs that are out there as well. I want to thank you for listening. This is Radio Catskill. We're keeping you connected.